Okay, item number four on the agenda. We have a report and possible discussion on annual actuarial evaluation report by Brian Pendleton, Swatson McAllister. John, may I introduce those?
Yeah, item three.
Did I miss three?
Yes.
I beg your pardon. Okay, report and possible discussion on our annual audit. I did that, you know, Freudian slip there.
That's all right. I promise to make it quick, so you can go pretty quickly anyway. You see that handout's actually in your materials. Obviously, the presentation is also one top of here. I've been kind of a service engagement partner on the retirement plan and prepared a fairly quick slide presentation to kind of go through the results of the audit. Obviously, there's been a number of changes in the auditing front. Statement of Auditing Standards 114 is the most recent one. It really requires various things ultimately as revised to be reported to this board in this case, or audit committees, anybody that's responsible for engaging us before the audit. So you're going to see a format that's a little bit different, but most of the key information certainly is included in here. As auditors, we're obviously engaged and hired to perform an audit. We provide reasonable, not absolute assurance. And what I mean by that is that we don't test 100% of every transaction. We ultimately look at things on a scope basis. We certainly assess the risk, evaluate the procedures that should be performed, conduct those procedures, and then report back to the group that's responsible for hiring us, which is, in this case, this group. We do express an opinion on the financial statements. Obviously, management prepares the financial statements with this board's oversight. Just to verify that they're materially correct, fairly presented, that they conform with generally accepted accounting principles. If we, to the extent that we have things that are required to be communicated, which would be a material weakness in controls or significant deficiency, we have to communicate those to you. Fortunately, in connection with this audit, we had either one of those, which I'll talk about in just a second. But the audit we perform certainly doesn't relieve you or management of your responsibilities, which I'll cover on the next slide. Management's responsibilities, as I mentioned previously, preparing and fairly presenting the financial statements and establishing effective and maintaining effective controls over financial reporting. They also provide a written representation letter, which one can be provided to you if you're interested in that. And I will have a copy of those. He's provided us a copy of that in connection with the finalization of the audit. But basically, it's the representations that they made to us throughout the course of the audit that are ultimately summarized by them in that report. In terms of the audit, you know, it's obviously important to understand the business, the environment you operate in. You've certainly heard the last several presentations. It's been tough, if you will, in terms of the economy. You probably saw, if you look at your financial statements on page 9, the actual net investment gain for 08, and this is the period ended 2/29/08, that was about $444,000 compared to about $2.5 million in net investment gain last year. So it's important to understand what's going on. Obviously, we have the benefit as your auditors to look at historical, not projected future, but in terms of reporting of realized results, we certainly do testing of fair values and such to determine if those amounts are not fair or they're not materially mistaken. Certainly, we use an LS and understanding to analyze the financial statements. We determine materiality. Again, we're not providing absolute assurance, but we certainly look to the performance, if you will, in terms of changing that assets to determine that. We identify areas that are more likely to be materially misstated than those that aren't and focus our attention in those areas. It was a significant matter. If you look actually in the draft financial statements, you've seen those. It's kind of repeated here. John mentioned it previously that the board did approve the adoption of the freeze plan as of 9/30/2007. And you know, that's actually highlighted in the financial statements in the footnotes and note A in the general section on page 10, if you want to see it actually in the financials. But that was a significant matter that we felt required disclosure during the current year. In terms of adjusting, past adjusting journal entries and material mistakes in the footnotes or disclosure not being present, we found no significant audit adjustments. We had no past adjusting journal entries, and there were also no uncorrected mistakes regarding the footnote disclosure. So, again, clean audit. County policies were required to make a determination to ensure that there was consistency and appropriateness. Actually, there were no changes in accounting policies during the current year, and they all performed with generally accepted accounting principles. No exceptions there. In terms of valuation, so one realizes the investments are carried at fair value based on quoted market prices. Purchases and sales are reported on a trade date basis. Interest income is reported on an accrual basis. And dividends are reported on the ex-dividend date, which is all summarized in the summary significant accounting policies. In terms of disclosures, again, as I mentioned previously, considered adequate and complete, and we believe that the quality the authority's financial accounting report is appropriate. Required to have some conversation, discussion. Obviously, I mentioned clean audit, no material weaknesses, no significant deficiencies. We did issue an unqualified or clean opinion on financials. This is a required communication, but typically, to the extent that there were issues, if we had major issues and discussion with management, they decided to go talk with another firm about that. Obviously, this would be communicated here, and certainly there were none other based on the circumstances issued. Also, weren't any significant issues discussed with management. They really did a great job on their side preparing the information we needed, providing accessibility to the records we requested. People were available to discuss as needed, so great cooperation and no significant issues. As I mentioned, no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in that. So. There's really other things. I mentioned the representation letter. Obviously, on the front end of the audit, we have an engagement letter that's ultimately approving us to conduct the audit. So this group is ultimately responsible for their management. And with that, no further comments. Be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Good luck.
Yeah, a lot of compliments really to management there too. All the records and the financial reporting. We have occasionally recommendations of financial reporting and things that you may want to consider other wording, but the key thing, I think, from the board's perspective is no material weaknesses, no significant deficiencies and controls.
What's your threshold, if you recall, of your material?
Basically, what we evaluate is 1% of the change in that assets. There's a number of things we look at. Certainly, we look at the total assets as well. Take that, usually about 0.5% of that. So it varies based on the circumstances. The good thing with this plan is that there aren't any real difficult and hard to value investments. I mean, the key thing is really valuation. If you look at risk, I mean, obviously investments on the asset side and how those are valued at the ultimate risk. So we factor in a number of things into determining the materiality based on those factors. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that report.